Come on, slow starter.
Let's go, baby, let's go.
We gonna get in shape here.
Blue head jet, boom.
There you go.
Cadillac, halfback check.
Eagle. Got to run through that one. Gotta have that one right now.
Come on, Stephon, baby, let's go.
There you go. Make a play.
Nice job, baby.
Blue 58.
Step here.
Oh, no. That's why I put him up there. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the day starts with some fog here at Lehigh University. We set the scene, a big storm last night. But boy, did the fans show up today. Nearly 11,000 people, actually probably more than 11,000 people showing up for this Sunday morning practice. We are just feeling so good about things here. Another great day for the Eagles on the practice field. For the players, it's work. For the fans, it is fun. Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Spadaro. We welcome you to Training Camp Live here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And the Eagles finishing up their morning workout, a good one. I'll get you up to date on some of the injuries. We'll go to Andy Reid very shortly. Nothing major. Nnamdi Asamoah not out there. He's got an upper leg injury, but he'll be back in a day or two. Trent Cole, an elbow injury. He'll be back in a day or two as well. So nothing really new to report in terms of DeSean Jackson. We still wait. Jeremy Maclin, we still wait. Everybody seems very optimistic on both of those fronts. And on the football field, for the last few days here, it's not been about the moves and the new players. And it's been about watching the football team come together. And again, I just think that the defense has made so many plays. But this right here is our play of the day, the play of training camp. Vic back floats it up in the air. And look at this catch. Jason Avant. Are you kidding me? Let's watch that again. All-out effort in training camp over Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie. What a catch. And that's our play of the day here. Play of the training camp. Jason Avant making it look so easy. I love it. A guy like that, a veteran like that, giving so much in training camp practice. Got a great show for you today. Michael Vick will be by, and we'll do an interview here in the PhiladelphiaEagles.com tent. We throw a lot your way as far as practice goes. And, of course, we get caught up with a lot of players who are now looking ahead to what's ahead, and that's Thursday, the preseason opener against the Baltimore Ravens. Game begins at 7:30. You can watch it on 6ABC locally in Philadelphia. We will have the satellite coordinates for you on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. For those of you outside of our market, and, of course, we'll be live all day on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and we'll have our RICO postgame show. Good stuff there. As Michael poses with a young fan, it was autograph day for the quarterbacks and the defensive backs. So always a huge, huge crowd. And the Eagles accommodating the fans here at Lehigh University. Let's go to Andy Reid, who's now having his press conference, to bring you the very, very latest on this football team.
Nnamdi has a little bit of a upper leg inflammation. Just a bit of soreness. He'll work through that. Might be a day or two, and then, be ready to go. Trent Cole has elbow bursitis. Again, he'll be back in a day. Sonoris Moss has a slight groin strain. And then really the rest of the people are the same that you've heard with the group that hasn't been out here. Mike Patterson, really no updates. It's the weekend, and so they'll start back up things tomorrow. Hargrove went in from practice today. He was cramping up, so we took him in and took care of him. And then Trufant had a laceration. He dislocated his finger and had a laceration there at the dislocation point, so they had to get him off and make sure they cleaned that thing up and sutured it up. So all in all, I thought it was a good practice. The last couple days, the guys have been pushing themselves through. We've kind of hit that time when it's hot and humid, bodies are tired, minds are tired, and they're pushing through. Today was probably the toughest of all the days for them physically, and I thought they handled it well. You saw the ones finish the practice with a 15-play move the ball period, and then cap it with a working the field goal extra point protection. So, all in all, the guys are doing well, and it's nice to see both sides going back and forth. You'll see the defense absolutely dominate for a period, and then the offense battles back and and they get after it, and then, you know, it's going back and forth. That's the way you get better. And I appreciate the effort that the guys are giving. Time's yours.
Andy, could you talk about Casey Matthews, what you saw in him early on to make him run with the ones, and how he's progressed since then?
Well, you knew coming out that he was a smart kid by talking to the different people that had the opportunity to coach him. And so you've got to put aside a little bit the pedigree and make sure you evaluate the player. And so his dad and his grandfather and uncle and everybody's done well, but that doesn't necessarily mean that player is going to do well, that next kid in line. But he surely earned the place where he was drafted by his performance at Oregon, and then he's coming here and taking charge. And so Juan's thrown a lot of things at him. He's able to handle it. He's able to spit it out. Looks like he has a good relationship with Chaney and Foku, and he's competing for that spot. There are other guys there some other young guys that are good football players too. But he's gone in there and he's handling his own. Are there things he needs to work on? Absolutely, absolutely. But he's willing to work hard. He plays aggressive and he plays smart.
How do you see the center position?
I see him. The guys battling for it. You know, we've got three guys, really probably four that they can play in there. You got Jamal coming back off an injury. You know, you've got McGlynn, who started all the games there. You got a grouping of people there. Kelsey, who's come in. Shipley, Reynolds can play there. So there's a lot of manpower there. And what Howard's doing is he's looking for the five best guys. And it's no different for that position. So if it ends up being a veteran player or a rookie player, we don't really care. We just want the best guys.
Kelsey seems to be getting a lot of looks, though, with the first team.
He's working in there. Yeah, he's getting a few there. He's getting some with the second group. And it's just a matter of I think physically you see he's a good athlete. He's tough. But there's more to it than that. He's got to learn. And it's kind of the same thing you're asking about Casey. He's a smart kid. He's picking things up, but he's got to continue to learn. And so, you know, Howard's asking him to do a lot of things, and you got to see where he ends up. But so far he's handling things, the load, pretty good there.
Is it easier for a center now in this, with the way you have it with the quarterback making the changes and the, you know, when he comes up to the line rather than the center having to be responsible for it?
Well, there's still the transmitter there between the right and the left side. The good centers, you've seen Jamal and you've seen McGlynn and you're seeing Kelsey and Shipley and Reynolds working in there. The good ones know everything. It doesn't matter what system it is. They know where the Mike linebacker is and the safeties are. And, you know, they know all that. They're just an extension of the quarterback with their hand down. So I'm not going to tell you it's easier, but it's it does. You know, we're asking the quarterback to do a little bit more.
Jason Avant doesn't get a lot of, you know, pub as compared to maybe some of your other wide receivers. But I mean, some of the catches he's made already in this camp have stood out. Can even a guy like Jason still, you know, surprise you or impress you more every day?
That son of a gun catches everything. I mean, he makes these catches. They're fun to watch. I mean, even from a coach's standpoint, those are fun to watch. He does some things that I think are incredible. I would compare him. I'm not sure who the best guy is, but I would consider him the best guy in this league as an inside player. I'm not sure I'd want anybody else for what we do as an inside receiver. And then you can stick him outside, and then he makes plays out there. He's got great body control and understands leverage. He's got very good quickness.
Tomorrow.
We'll see. You know, I haven't really focused on that. I mean, I haven't talked to him. So if he's here, more power to him. If he's not, you know, like I told you before, my focus is to make sure that I get the guys that are here coached up. You know, we've got a game pretty quick here, and got to get ready for that.
How close is Winston Justice to getting back? Should I update on him? happens there?
He's making progress. He's not there yet, but he's making progress. We're kind of taking it right now, kind of day by day here, just to see where he can go. Maybe it's a week, you know, maybe it's a couple of days. Once the guys get through tomorrow, then they've got Tuesday off, mock game on Wednesday, play on Thursday, and off on Friday. So there's a period of time here where he can work, and once we get through tomorrow.
As you mentioned, you've got all that time. If Deshaun does come in tomorrow, what do you do with him all week? Do you work him out with Dave Culley?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see when he gets in. But, you know, we've talked about it a little bit, but we'll just see. I see when he gets here, and we'll go from there.
Is that job open now, too? I don't think, like, say all of them are open, but is that a kind of open competition?
Well, yeah, I mean, you've seen new guys there. Now, listen, our new guy got in there for 2 days in a row, so I guess that's saying something. You know, we had been putting – everybody kind of got a shot at that thing. So, yeah, we'll just see how it goes.
What do you like about Harrison?
Well, listen. I think he's smart and tough. He's getting used to the techniques that we're asking him to do. But like I said, he's lasted 2 days in there, so that's a plus.
How do you think Vince Young is doing so far? I mean, he's got a lot to learn.
He does, but you know, he's wired. He is wired like a linebacker. Man, this guy is tough and competitive. He is a competitive son of a gun now, and I love it. I love it. And does he have everything down? Well, no, but he's got a pretty good grasp of what's going on. I mean, what we're asking him to do, this is like learning French in a couple of days. And he's jumping in there and making the calls and making sure he's in with young receivers. So he's having to try to line people up, you know, and at the same time understand the play. And, I think he's doing a heck of a job. He is a competitive guy. I can see what's made him so great, man.
He's always had an awkward throwing motion. Is that something you don't change?
He's so stinking big. I don't worry about that. You know, there are a couple things that he's working on right now, just to, but the arm and where that, I don't care about all that.
What do you look for in terms of progress with Vince? I mean, if it's not all there in the beginning, what signs do you look for that he's going ahead?
Well, it's just a matter of him being familiar with it. I mean, you know, he can play in this league, and then we're asking him. To do some different techniques in his drop, and I'm not saying anything with the – it's not the arm. It's not moving his arm much, but it's just with the legs and platform that he builds and so on. And that's part of this offense. This offense is a little unique because you can tell the quarterback he's got a three-step drop, but it's a on every three-step drop route that's run, it's a little bit different. So you might stretch the first step as opposed to making a quick first step. So within that drop, and that's probably the toughest thing to learn for a quarterback coming into this offense. So he's working through all of that, and he's very hard on himself. I mean, he is demanding, man. He wants to make sure that he's got it down, and so he's working through all that. It's kind of fun to watch. I mean, I love his attitude, though, man, aggressive guy.
Andy, has there been a different type player from last year, the last time he was here? Does it look like to you he's playing with more confidence?
Well, I thought he was confident before when he was here. It didn't work out with the rotation that we had going. I always joke him about that I must be a heck of a coach. The guy led the preseason in sacks, and he's standing next to me on the sideline. You know, that's not good coaching, right, from my standpoint. So But just the way the rotation worked out, we had a lot of numbers at that spot. He was kind of the new guy, and the other guys were working through it. But he's a confident guy. He was confident the last time he was here. He's confident now.
Andy, what kind of opportunity does Thursday represent for the receivers who are here, particularly Jason and Riley? And
they get to show, right? They get to show. That's and they've been working their tail off out here and getting better. You saw Riley today. I mean, some of the grabs Riley made today were spectacular, and where he couldn't make it through a practice last year, he's pushing himself through. I mean, those receivers, man, they're putting in 9 miles out here. Hamstrings are hurting, and quads are hurting. Their feet are aching, blisters, and they keep pounding, and that's tough. That's a tough position right there, and he's a big old guy. He's not carrying a light load there, so he's pushing through and making plays. He did a good job in the offseason with his condition.
So Speaking of receivers, do you expect to have Jeremy Maclin soon?
We'll see. He's still going through some stuff. Once I have once the tests are all in and that, I'll let you guys know it.
Is he still being tested, or is it just a matter of?
Yeah, there's still things. Yes, there's still things being tested.
Andy, on Thursday, we'll see Juan Castillo calling the defense for the first time in the game situation. He's out there working with the headset. How's that communication process going from your standpoint?
Well, yeah, it's good. The tough part is in camp here of getting that practice. So you saw today. I mean, that's what we were doing. So when I'm hollering for everybody to be on the side of the field, they've got the headsets out there. They've had them out there three times so far in this camp. And working with them from the sideline. So you have substitutions, play calls, and there are no scripts on those particular plays. I'm moving the ball the way I want it moved, and then they've got to put the call in, both he and Marty. So it's actually practice for the coaches on actual game situation, as close as I can get it to game situation for them.
Casey that wears the radio helmet.
What's that?
Is it Casey that wears the radio helmet?
How's he doing in that role?
Calling during the preseason, you get a couple of them to do it, right? Okay, yeah.
How's he doing? How's Matthews doing? You know, calling the play, setting the defense, and making that transition.
Hey, he's a smart kid. He's a smart kid, and both he and Cheney and Fuku, they've taken a lot of reps in there. You know, they're young guys, but they've taken a lot of reps. And but Matthews is he's picking it up well. He's working through. He makes a mistake, and then he doesn't make it again. He corrects that mistake and learns from it, and he's kept the mistakes to a minimum. But when he does make one, he's able to sort it out and fix it. So there's a lot of competition at those linebacker spots, and those guys are competing. That's a young group, and you see them chest bumping and doing all this stuff, and there's a lot of energy there, a lot of energy. So I think they're all kind of feeding off each other, got that youthful energy, and they're at the same time they're working hard and challenging each other.
Nate Allen didn't practice yesterday. He didn't do everything today. Is this a setback with his knee, or you just
no? Not at all. Not at all. No. I would have mentioned that to you, but no, Nate. We're just being smart with it, right? So the guys that have come off injuries that we've got a concern about, then we've been doing that and taking care of them.
We've seen the depth at receiver, but there are a lot of young guys at the cornerback position. Guys like Marsh working in there, Lindley and Hughes. Can you talk about how they've developed and how they're getting progressing along?
I like the progress the corners have made. Johnny's working them hard, and Johnny's got a lot of experience, and he played the position himself so in the league. And I think Asante has come in, and Rogers Cromartie and Namdi, and there's some knowledge there from a player standpoint, and those guys are willing to share, even though Namdi and Rogers Cromartie are just learning. But you see Asante talking to all those guys and kind of helping out with the process there. So I think it's good communication all the way through with the veteran players and the young guys. And that listen, the coach can work with one guy at a time. And so, when he's coaching somebody up here in a team period, then those veteran players grab the guy over here and give him a little feedback to make him even a little bit better.
We welcome you into the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles quarterback. Everybody, let's welcome in Michael Vick, please. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Does it ever get old hearing the crowd cheer for you?
Nah, it never gets old. That's one thing that you want. You want to continue to keep the crowd involved. You always want the crowd participation, and that's why we play our best, so that we can, keep them involved in the game.
Michael, it's interesting. I was looking at the roster a short time ago. There are 9 players 30 years or older out of the 90 who are here in camp. You are just 2 years ago, nobody really knew. You're now a mentor to these guys. How do you like that role?
I mean, I enjoy it. I take on the responsibility of being a leader on this team. And I've been around for a long time. Been in the game for 9 years. You learn a lot. You see a lot. And you see a lot of guys come and go. And, I know how to handle a lot of different situations. And, just try to take it upon myself to make sure that our young guys are in the best positions possible.
What do you see in Vince in his early days here as an Eagle? I'm sure it's different for him the way practice is run, the meetings are run. You see him enjoying the experience?
Yeah, I think he's enjoying. I think for Vince, it's going to take a while to grasp everything that comes along with learning the West Coast system. It's a lot. And each day we're installing, each day we're taking in plays, we're taking out plays. And, it's just a lot that you have to be able to handle mentally. And I think he'll be fine. And in time, all the great quarterbacks are able to get a handle on the system and go out and be able to perform when necessary. And I think Vince will do that.
Hey, Michael, you did some cool things in the offseason. I know you spoke in Congress. Can you kind of talk about some of the highlights of I know you wanted to be playing football, but
yeah.
There were some moments you had a very, very cool audience in front of you.
Oh, man, it was great opportunities that I was presented with throughout the offseason, even though I would have much rather been here, in OTAs and in mini camps, wasn't the case. So I just tried to take full advantage of my time. I was able to go to Congress and, meet some very high-powered people, just be a part of the legislation and just making the most of the opportunities that was given to me and doing what was right at the time. It was speaking about things that I felt could make a difference in the world. So, I try to, play politics a little bit, but at the same time, football is my job.
Are you nervous when you speak to those high-powered people who have great influence in our country?
No, I'm not nervous. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Eager to find out what's going on in our country and ways that we can make our country a better place, and that's what it's all about. It's about growth.
Michael, did you take time and reflect on 2010 and what a remarkable journey it was for you on the field, off the field, the fans voting you into the Pro Bowl, the highest vote getting in the NFC, the endorsements coming. I mean, everything really, all that you talked about, doing everything right, it is just coming true.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to take it upon yourself to make the right decisions, do the right thing. And I have to thank all my fans. Thank you guys for voting me into the Pro Bowl. For being such great fans and just being dedicated. And we want to make you guys proud as Philadelphia Eagles. So we're going to make sure we do that. And just keep striving, keep making plays, keep doing what we do.
All right, let's talk about the offense here. How do you feel about things? I know everybody's waiting for Deshaun and Jeremy to get back on the practice field, but there's still a lot out there, and it seems like the offense has good timing right now.
I mean, to be honest, our offense has looked great without Jeremy and Deshaun. So when they get back, I can only imagine how explosive we're going to be, along with the guys who are learning each and every day. So the thing I told the guys who was out there from day one of training camp was to just take each and every rep. And make sure you get the most out of it. And those guys have worked hard, and they've done a great job.
You a better quarterback now than you were in December?
Absolutely. I've learned so much over the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's amazing, especially in the blitz, picking up the blitz. Teams won't be able to blitz me the way they used to, trust me.
Did it bother you when everybody was writing that everybody solved Michael Vick and everybody solved the Eagles' offense?
You know, when you do things that sometimes you don't do as well, and when you learn how to do it, and I'm going to be honest, the media can motivate you to become a better player. And they say you can't do certain things, and all you got to do is just prove them right.
Okay.
And that's what I'm doing. So I need that type of motivation. So, continue to criticize me. I'm going to just continue to prove you wrong.
Right. Hey, Michael, I don't think anybody's really criticizing you much.
Yeah.
The worm has turned in that regard.
Yeah, because I made him turn it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And I'm going to keep doing it.
All right, hey, by the way, I know you're big on Twitter. What's how can people follow you on Twitter? And what's your number? What goal do you have in mind? You want to catch up to, Beyonce or whoever, or Lady Gaga in numbers?
Nah,
can you get Lady Gaga in numbers,
I stay off Twitter until somebody make me mad. Then I get up there and say what I need to say.
All right, Michael Vick, I know you're busy. Thank you very much for doing it. Michael Vick, everybody.
Thank you.
On PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
This aisle isn't big enough for two zeros.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you
can't.
is all you got?
I'm up to my knees in zero calories. Pepsi to the max, so let's drink all of these.
Snoop! Pepsi Max, too much taste to be called a zero.
Saving for our child's college fund was getting expensive.
Yes, it was. So to save some money, we taught our 5-year-old how to dunk.
Scholarship! Honey, go get him.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
For years, one rivalry has divided a continent. In this showdown, players become legends, and goals are remembered forever. USA, Mexico, age-old rivalry, brand new chapter. Cheer on your national team when the USA faces Mexico, Wednesday, August 10th at Lincoln Financial Field. For tickets, call Ticketmaster or visit ussoccer.com.
She's even more beautiful now. Are you me? Quite a while from now. So, how'd I do? You did great. But don't forget about us. We still need financial advice. We have to protect and grow our money. You never know what's around the corner, Grandpa.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Go get a soda. Be right back.
Santa, my man.
Making a Pepsi.
Pepsi?
Yeah, Pepsi.
But Mr. Claus, I thought you had a deal with,
I'm on vacation. Want to have a little fun.
Summertime is Pepsi time.
Naughty.
Nice.
And Dave Spadaro back with you here. Training Camp Live comes your way after every morning practice. We don't have that many left. After every morning practice, we're here at noon. So we'll be here tomorrow. Then a player's day off on Tuesday. Then a walkthrough on Wednesday. And then, of course, Thursday, the preseason opener. Thursday. Cannot wait for that to go. I've seen enough. I'm ready to go. Ready to see how this team matches up against everyone else in the National Football League. We take some phone calls here. 610-758-1921. Let's go to Vince in New Jersey. Hey, Vince.
Hey, Dave. What's up, my man?
How you doing? How you doing?
I have a quick question for you.
Yeah.
Do you think that Ryan, I think his last name is Harris. Is he our new right tackle?
Yeah. No, he is. For two straight practices, he's been the guy.
I've seen him on your live stream. He looks like a really smooth and good player. And also, is the injury on Nate Allen a big thing? Because I heard Reed.
No. What he wants to do is they call it a maintenance day, and what he wants to do is have players who are coming back from injury just kind of ease them back
just
into
rest it. Up.
Yeah, Nate was back out there today.
Okay, and then also, do you expect Macklin and Jackson to play on Thursday night?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
All righty.
Thanks, Vince. I don't even know if. People like Vince Young and Cullen Jenkins. I mean, I don't know. The Eagles have not tackled and I don't know how many teams are in the NFL, but they have not tackled in practice yet. I mean, usually when you go through the course of an off season, Andy will ramp up the tempo right away, and you'll have tackling leading into the first preseason game. Not happening here. I think the first time they will tackle will be Thursday night against the Ravens. You know, you can't beat their bodies too much. It was a very high-tempoed practice today and a really good one, but no tackling yet. It's amazing. It's just one of those years. You got to be adaptable. And he thinks that you save the bodies now. I just don't expect a lot of the regulars to see much action at all on Thursday. That's why there's 90 players here. You'll see some of these young kids playing, and this will be their opportunity to make it. In fact, one of the former Eagles here today, Luther Broughton, tight end, back in the, boy, what years was it? 90s, I believe. And he said, you know, he said, I would never have made the team. And he's like a fifth-round draft pick. He would have never made the team if they had today's NFL. Because in today's practice regime here at practice, at training camp, you only practice in the morning, and then you walk through in the afternoon. He said, I played like 10 snaps a game in the preseason games. I want a job in practice. These rookies, these free agents, very difficult for them to show the coaches what they're doing with such limited time on the field. Let's take some more calls. Junie in Allentown joins us. Hey, Junie. Hello.
Hello, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. Just got back from camp.
Okay, what'd you think?
I'm thinking we're looking pretty good out there. The defense is looking good. I think they could step it up a little bit, but overall, cornerbacks looking nice, looking strong. Sante, can't let that boy go nowhere.
He's the life of the party at training camp, isn't he?
Yeah, Sante, man, he brings that heart, he comes to play, he's ready for the regular season. You can just tell he's pumped, he's ready to go.
Yeah, he's not the only one, but he has been very lively, he's been very energetic, he's playing great football. You know, Junie, I think this, and we all talk about the first three cornerbacks, and that's a hold, but we talk about the top three cornerbacks, and certainly with Nnamdi, with Asante, with Dominique, three outstanding cornerbacks. But I look and I see Hanson having a great camp. I like Brandon Hughes a lot. I think rookie Curtis Marsh, who we'll hear from later in length, has had a very good last few days. I'm still waiting for Trevard Lindley to step up. I guess I expected more from him in this camp. And I could be wrong. These are just my observations. I think cornerback is loaded here, loaded position. And if the Eagles, you know, the more the merrier. Keep as many as you can.
Right, I totally agree with you, man. Like you said, Curtis Marsh, for a young guy, he's going out there, man. He's going out there. He's ready. He's on Thursday, we're going to see him hit somebody.
Yeah.
Thursday, we're going to see 31 hit somebody.
Yeah, and you know what? With this, all of this practice, we kind of have an idea of who's what, where they line up on the depth chart. Thursday, you finally see them against another team, and a very good team when Baltimore comes to town.
So again, I
just don't think, though, Junie, thanks for the call. And there's Johnny Lee. Higgins covered. Underthrown ball. He had a step on him. But I just don't think a lot of veterans are going to play. But I don't know. I think they want to see these young guys in action and see what they can do when the bullets are live, when the tempo changes. All right, we focused on the defense earlier today. We talked a little bit about the quarterbacks. We had Michael Vick on. And we've talked to Vince Young. So if you watch him out in practice, I will tell you this about Vince Young. He's got a long way to go technique-wise. I mean, it seems to me like they're trying to break down everything he does. He hasn't been especially accurate. Now, I believe this about Vince. I think he's one of those practice player here, and then you go to a game, and it's a totally different level. So let's check in with Vince and find out how he's feeling about being an Eagle and about what's ahead in this 2011 season.
What's progressing at this point so far, about a week into camp for you?
It's going all right. It's going all right. Some, you know, little small things I have to learn, a new system, you know, things about feet work. And, you know, one of the biggest things Coach Martin and Andy keep telling me to keep my shoulder down. So some of the things are going to help me in my accuracy and throws and stuff downfield.
Doesn't seem like they really want to tinker with your mechanics all that much outside of your footwork, though. I mean, how much does that help you moving forward, knowing that, you know, there's slight changes that you have to work on?
Coach said today he's not really worried about my quick release and things like that because of the height that I have. And it's just basically just keeping my feet underneath me so I can make better accurate throws and things like that. So it's just all about, you know, rhythm and continuing to get a lot of reps and things like that. I begin to get that feel as, you know, it progresses and keeps going on. So, you know, right now, overall, I feel pretty okay with myself, especially coming to a new offense and trying to learn a lot of different things. But at the same time, how I've been studying, paying attention, and on top of my runs and plays, coach has been satisfied, but I can do better.
How tough is it for you that you're learning the offense yourself, but at the same time you have to direct all the young guys and kind of move the traffic and kind of guide them on where they're going?
I mean, I've done it before, so I'm pretty much used to it. But in the same time, I got to make sure I'm on my thing. That's the first thing quarterbacks have to do. So that's just part of being a quarterback, period. So, overall, I feel like I can handle that challenge. That's what leaders and quarterbacks do. So we just got to make sure everybody's on the same page before we break that huddle.
A lot of thinking going on right now. I mean, with the big play.
I mean, it's not too much. It's not too much. And, I mean, I really feel like Marty and Doug Peterson, I mean, we do a great job in film room, paying attention to Vic, the things they're saying to him. You know, that's the biggest thing. You just have to keep your ears open and pay attention. And then when it's your time to go in, make sure you can function and keep it going just like Vic is doing on first team.
How far along do you think you are as far as learning this new offense and being able to run the offense yourself?
Okay, I feel like I'm okay where I need to be at for so far. Third day?
Something like
So I feel like I'm good where I'm at. I mean, I know it's going to get better and better. I just got to take my time, continue to keep working, keep studying. So that's the biggest thing. That's what we can do behind the scenes. That's what I can do on my own when I'm in the dorm room. So I'm going to do that. So I want to be good. I want to be great, better as a quarterback. So I know I'm going to always do that to try to get myself better. So
you just got here a few days ago. You have a game Thursday. I don't know how much you're going to play, but are you kind of curious to see how you can kind of take everything they're throwing at you and make it a game?
I mean, everybody keeps forgetting this is my 6th year. So, I've been doing these things. So I'm just going to go out and take care of my responsibility, take the ball, get the guys out of huddle. Complete the ball, on third downs, and if it's not there, check the ball down, things like that. So, I pretty much heard these things. It's just all about getting my feet and things. I want to work on these type of things that I can have myself up to par with this offense. So that's my biggest key right now.
After never having played a game in another uniform, I mean, is that going to be a big deal going out there in the Eagles?
No. Like I said, I'm a little bit older in the game now. I play a lot of games in the NFL already, so I know certain things that the defense trying to do where I need to be 2 safety, 1 safety, or blitzes and things like that. And that goes back to all about what I was saying earlier about studying in the behind the scenes and getting that extra work in.
How much has Mike helped?
Mike helped out a lot. He always talking. He always letting us know that you got to do this. This is how they feel about certain things. I mean, he's always, that's just it. He always want to help. And myself and Johnson and Mike, that's all we do is pay attention and listen.
All right, that was Vince Young, and a different culture here in Philadelphia, and we'll see where Vince is and as he progresses and what kind of a finished product he is when this 2011 season is over. And I think the guy's a talented player. He's been to 2 Pro Bowls. It's just that when you watch him play right now, his mechanics are not nearly as crisp as those of Michael Vick and Mike Kafka even. We really don't want to see Vince play at all this year. We want Michael Vick to start every game and play well every game and have no injuries, but you got to get number nine, Vince Young, ready to go, just in case. Let's go to the phones here, Frank and Joja. Hey, Frank.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I'm doing great.
Good.
Hey, this is my first time calling in.
Hey, thank you.
So I'm kind of nervous.
Don't be nervous. It's just me and you, babe.
So I really wanted to talk about Brent Celek. I haven't heard anything about Brent Celek since offseason.
Okay. Hey, do me a favor. Turn your speakers down while I answer. Brent Celek is your starting tight end.
All right.
He's been okay in camp. You think he's been fine in camp. You know what you're going to get with Brent. He's always in shape, hard worker, no mental mistakes, runs really good routes, catches everything, physical guy. And he's the starter. Now, Donald Lee, why did you sign a free agent tight end on the first day? I just find that very interesting. And Clay Harbor's here.
When they signed Lee, I thought Harbor was gone, but are they going to keep him?
I mean, can they keep 3 tight ends? That's the question. Can they keep 3 tight ends?
I have one more question.
Yeah.
I don't want to hold up your line.
No worries.
One more question.
You're fine.
The question is the linebacker situation, Matthews, Boku, and Cheney.
Mm-hmm.
During the off-season practice, have they did anything exciting, like interceptions, pass deflections, anything like that?
I think Clay's been very good in coverage. Casey's been very good in coverage. I think Focus had a very good camp. Chaney's just a really good player. I mean, they've used him on the blitz. They've moved him around a little bit. And one thing, Frank, thanks for the call. One thing that you really have to keep in mind, guys, That's a three linebacker set in base defense. But when you have this many cornerbacks, I'm not sure there's Clay making, or gosh, Casey today, my perfect Clay in the mind. You're going to see a lot of three and four cornerback sets. And so you're only going to see two, sometimes one linebacker on the field. I really believe that. I think they're going to use as many cornerbacks as they possibly can. So I am not as hung up at linebacker as some of you are. Now, Thursday we'll find out how Casey holds up in the middle. You know, Baltimore's that power running team. It'll be a really good test for those three linebackers. Let's go to Harrisburg and talk to Corey. Hey, Corey.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Hey, with the new acquisition of Ronnie Brown, he used to run the Wildcat back in Miami. Do you think that's something to do with the Eagles?
You know, haven't seen it yet, and that doesn't mean they're not going to use it. And they used it, obviously, in the past. Gives you another player to use it with. I think it's,
yeah, man, that'd be great.
I think it's very possible. I just haven't seen it yet.
I mean, in the red zone, I mean, that'd be...
Well, you know, I agree with you. Listen, do anything you can to score touchdowns in the red zone. I'm not big on gimmicks in the red zone, but certainly Brown gives you a proven player. A proven player in Wildcat. So, yeah, Corey, it wouldn't surprise me. All right, thanks, man. And by the way, there's Reggie Brown throwing it. Reggie Brown. Jeez. Ronnie Brown throwing it. I'm tired, guys. Let's throw to wide receivers and cornerbacks. Always a favorite. One-on-one. We're on the sidelines. You're watching. Let's take a look together.
All right, we've got one-on-ones here. Jason Avon up against Asante Samuel. Chad Hall now and Dominique Rogers at Cromartie, no contest. A pair of rookies, DeAndre Brown and Curtis Marsh. Nice move there from Brown. Turner now against Marsh. Jorick Calvin up in press coverage, working against Jones there, and throw the flag. Isaiah Trufant in coverage against Calvin here. Nice move there from Rod Harper against Coleman. Colt Anderson in coverage here, working against Johnny Lee Higgins, and there's the speed of Higgins. Jamar Wall in coverage there. DeAndre Brown is up against Trevard Lindley. Asante Samuel and Jason Avant. Samuel makes the play, also gets a little handful of jersey. Chad Hall up against Brandon Hughes. Good coverage there from Hughes. Rod Harper, Joselio Hansen here. Inside release. Good cam for Harper. Jones against Jorick Calvin. DeAndre Brown up, working against Wall here. just out of his reach, the throw from Vic. Turner up, shrugs Trevard Lindley and gets out there. Good separation. Again, just a hair overthrown. Well, here's something you see every day here, Calvin versus Calvin. Johnny Lee Higgins up against Kirk Coleman. Had him. Vince Young had him early and then overthrew him badly. Colt Anderson in coverage here. Working against Caleb. Oh, good coverage there from Anderson. Rogers Cromartie up against Rod Harper. Excellent coverage. Got his right hand in there for the pass breakup. Excellent job from Dominique Rogers Cromartie. Samuel and Jason Avant. And Asante wins that one. A lot of contact, but Asante wins that one.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
Sweet belt. E-reader for textbooks. GPS. HD video cam for lectures. Gamepad. Have you ever considered this? It's got all that and more than 200,000 apps.
Technology to learn and play on the go. Only at Verizon. Buy one Droid 3 by Motorola, the thinnest full QWERTY smartphone ever, for $199.99 and get another one free.
Healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar. That's what makes Snapple extraordinary. Not this.
Healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar.
What'd he say?
No idea.
Snapple. Made from the best stuff on Earth.
Hey, fellas, y'all know what we gotta do. We gotta go out here and dominate the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Everybody gotta step their game up together. Everybody. Let's go.
Forty years, 14,610 days, 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution, all for the 1 second you needed. The G-Series. Prime. Perform. Recover.
Yes, sweet. How can you eat ice cream every day and still fly?
Simple. It's not ice cream.
Sweet, sweet. What?
It's frozen yogurt from Turkey Hill Dairy. It's enriched with calcium and vitamin D for stronger wings. Try some.
Mmm, it's delicious. I'm going to get some for myself. Gotta fly.
Turkey Hill Dairy's frozen yogurt and light recipe ice cream. Enriched timeless goodness imported from Lancaster County.
What's up, Eagles fans? It's E-Rock here at Eagles training camp. Now, since camp opened, all the fans have been watching the players show their football skills on the field. But today, we're going to take four lucky fans to show their football skills off on our obstacle course behind us. All you got to do is run through the tackling dummies like it's the Dallas Cowboys defense, throw a ball to DeSean Jackson, climb up this inflatable thingy, and slide down it. Fastest time wins an autographed Philadelphia Eagles training camp t-shirt.
Look at the camera.
All right, what's your name, man?
Caden.
And where are you from?
Reading.
Reading, Pennsylvania. Okay, do you understand the rules?
Yes.
All right, let's get ready, okay? I'm going to time you. On your mark, get set, go! And he's rumbling, stumbling, bumbling through the tackling dummies. It's all right, go ahead. Toss it through. You can do it, buddy. All right, DeSean Jackson with his first catch of training camp. All right, man, what's your name?
Sharif.
And where are you from?
Sharif.
Understand the rules? You ready to show off your skills? All right, on your mark, get set, go. Here he goes, through the tackling dummies, looking like Ronnie Brown on third and short. Around the outside, here he comes. In the hole to DeSean Jackson, going up the mountain. Here he comes. Time, 54.6 seconds. Not bad, my man. And I'm here now with?
David.
And where are you from, David?
Bethlehem, PA.
You understand the rules?
All right.
Here we go. On your mark, get set, go! Boom! Right through that defense. Coming around the back, making good time. Good time, brother. Come on, throw it at his hands. Come on, Donovan. Oh, touchdown, Jackson. Time to beat, 54.6. Here he goes, in style. Time, 49.3. What's your name, sir?
Dwight Tisdale.
Where are you from?
Northtown.
Now, 49.3 seconds, that's a pretty good time. You think you can beat that?
Yeah.
All right, you understand the rules. All right, here we go. On your mark, get set, go! Boom! All right. Here we go. We're almost there. Keep going, brother, don't give up. I think we should put him on waivers. Alright. Rumbling, stumbling, bumbling. Through that defense. Is he out yet? Did he make it out alive? Should we call a medic? Here he is. Come on, brother. Touchdown to Jackson. Here we go. He could go all the way. Time, 2 minutes, 10 seconds. All right, brother. We might have to put you on waivers, dude. Might have to trade you. Now I'm here with our winner, David, who clocked in at 49.3 seconds. David, what was your key to success in this obstacle course?
Man, I was like a bull in a china shop out there. I'm a little winded, a little out of shape, but it's all good.
Thanks for participating, brother. Thank you guys for watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Back to you, Dave.
All righty, E-Rock, great piece there, and very fun. You get some of the sense of the things to do at this Eagles training camp presented by Sports Authority. I'm Dave Spadaro. It's training camp live. Eagles will be out for their afternoon walkthrough at 2 o'clock. But, you know, the great thing about it is the fans have been here for every practice. there's just a really good rapport between the fans and the team. Everybody's excited, and it is a great feeling to be here at Eagles training camp. Let's take a couple phone calls here. 610-758-1921 is the number, and let's go to Virginia. And we're joined by Ron. Hey, Ron.
Hey, Dave, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'd like to make my yearly prediction on
yes.
A young kid in camp okay. like I did in the past with some other players. And we got to keep an eye on DeAndre Brown. I watched him when I was up there. He's quick, got good feet. He may have dropped a few passes there, but please do not mm-hmm. rule out this young man there. That's my prediction, that he needs to find a spot on the team. Or
yeah,
attack.
I don't think there's any way in this foreseeable 53-man roster that DeAndre Brown makes it. I will tell you this. I like the size. He needs to be more consistent catching the football.
Yes, sir.
And I don't think he's quick enough to – but I could be wrong. Again, he's had a couple of hamstring injuries. He's been
okay.
I just don't know if he's quick enough, Ron. He's got to get that big body and get his – and it could just be – maybe it's not footwork. It might just be learning how to get his feet right, you know, as opposed to being quick.
Yeah, you've had a little bit more time yeah. to see him than I have. But
up
I
and down,
just,
up and down.
I like the film I'm looking at, and also when I was up there, I thought he had some good feet because he was getting away from folks there. And he may have had a few drops there, but again, I went out on a limb with Greg Lewis. I went out on a limb years ago saying that Westbrook should play before Deuce Staley, so those are one of my long-range predictions. But I tell you who looks good, this guy Jenkins that we picked up on waivers there. He looks great on defense.
Yeah. Oh, Cullen Jenkins, a terrific player, really quick off the ball, uses his hands well. He's going to play a lot and just hope he stays healthy. That's been the problem with Cullen Jenkins these
yes,
last couple of years, just stay healthy.
Yeah, but overall, the team is looking very, very well. What I'm trying to say is it seemed to have a lot of intensity, a lot of focus there. So I can't wait to Thursday night.
Yeah, it's going to be great to see. And we'll get the rotation from Andy Reid on Wednesday. But I think the depth chart, for what it's worth, will come out tomorrow. And there's a couple positions, Ron, that I'm very interested in seeing. Who's the right tackle on
yes.
this depth chart? Will he stick with Winston Justice? Is he even able to be in the depth chart? He's on PUP. Ryan Harris has been the starter there the last 2 days. Who is the starting center? I'm guessing he'll have Jamal Jackson there, but I'm telling you what, they are putting Kelsey in a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
I've only seen him the day I was up there, and I watched the film. I like him a lot there, too, because he seems – a little bit more compact, a little bit more athletic, a little bit more quick. And I watch when they come in on him, he drives them into the ground there. So Jamal Jackson may have a challenge on his hands. Jamal is bigger, a lot of bulk, but Kelsey seemed to have that quickness you're looking for, the type of offensive line that we need there and everything.
Yeah, it's not even that. It's Jackson's been in the league for, what, 9 years, and Kelsey's a rookie.
Yes, sir.
Without any offseason experience.
Right.
It's not the size or the, it's just the experience factor. I think Kelsey's going to be a really good center, but are you going to into a season where you've loaded up with all of these veterans and to make this run, and there's going to be many more runs to come, but to make this run, to load up for 2011 and then you go with a rookie at center? That would I'll tell you, if Howard Mudd does that, boy, he's got some major guts, major. And I think Howard's the kind of guy who, if he likes you, he believes he can coach you up enough to stick with you. So we'll see. I mean, at the end of the day, it could be Jamal Jackson, but right now it has been a lot of Kelsey along with Jamal Jackson at center.
Well, who would have thought last year how good McGlynn would be with his little experience? And to me personally, Kelsey seems to have a little bit more athleticism and savvy than McGlynn, so you never can tell there. It's going to be very interesting.
Yes, indeed. Okay.
Hey, you have a great one, Dave.
Hey, Ron, you too. Thanks so much for joining us from Virginia. All right, we talk a little bit about some of the new players here. How about Johnny Lee Higgins? Eagles signed him on the first day of free agency, formerly with the Oakland Raiders, wide receiver, number 17. Good speed down the field. Has definitely gotten better day after day. And we talked to Johnny Lee after today's practice.
So a couple days you've been out here now. How are things coming along?
It's going good. You know, getting reintroduced to the playbook, getting it all sunk in, and just being able to go out there and play fast.
How different is it from the kind of plays you were running in Oakland?
It's different, but it's similar at the same time. You group them all together and just study, just stay in your playbook.
With Deshaun and Macklin not here right now, a lot of receivers are getting an opportunity to show themselves. How do you feel like you fit in with this group?
It's a competition. You know, we're all friends and buddies and pals, but, you know, it's a competition. Everybody's going to go out there. We congratulate each other and we push each other to do better.
Now, one of the things that they touted about you, of course, is your return ability. We know you're a proven returner. Is that something that you're excited to bring to the table here?
Yeah, whatever I can bring to the table, you know, I'm happy. They let me go out there and showcase it and show it, I'm going to do my best.
Have you returned kicks as well? I know you do punts.
I did kicks my first and second year. But, you know, whatever they put me, I'm going to give them 100%.
Now, just how about the decision to come to the Eagles? You know, right when free agency opened, you were one of the guys signed right away. What about that decision?
It's a good fit for me. And it's East Coast and West Coast, totally different time difference and everything. But, it's good. Happy to be here.
And you're excited to get out there on Thursday night?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When times are tough, it can be hard to find that little extra bit of money. That's why you should get the Inquirer. It comes with so many coupons and money-saving deals, savings almost fly out of its pages. Use the Inquirer every day, and those savings really, well, pile up. In fact, last year, the Inquirer carried over $129,000 worth of coupons and special ad offers. That's a heap of money. So get the Inquirer. It could be the difference between getting by and getting going.
Biggest thing about the first play of the drive, we knew the play the night before and we was going deep. We was going to take a shot.
Oh, he's back and he is looking deep.
This one's called the Deshauninator. If he hits it, he can rename it.
Where do you go to find a super business? You know, the ones who do such a super job, they're backed by the super guarantee. Only Super Pages. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, you'll find the super business you need. So next time, let the good guys save the day. Get the super guarantee, only at Super Pages. In the book, on your phone, or online.
The biggest thing about the first play of the drive, we knew the play the night before and we was going deep. We was going to take a shot.
Oh, he's back and he is looking deep.
This one's called the Deshauninator. If he hits it, he can rename it.
It's beautiful. It's intelligent. Even genius. But does your network work?
Yes, I can hear you now.
This is America's largest and most reliable network, Verizon, built so you can rule the air.
RICO is the official document solutions partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. Visit RICO at www.rico-usa.com.
All right, we're in teamwork here. Vic takes the handoff, or takes the snap, hands off to McCoy left side. Trying to find a good place on the sidelines here to shoot. Brown single back, Vic under center. Rolls left, throws for Selleck.
Oh my goodness.
Offense has four wides, Cooper Hall near side, Harbor Avant far side, single back McCoy, and Vic sees an opening. Harris, Watkins, Jackson, Harriman's, and Howard up front. Harbor the tight end, Vic back. Some pressure from the blind side there. Andy Reid yelling out, sack, sack. Vic under center. McCoy the single back, Selleck in motion. Vic takes the snap, hands off to McCoy. Single back is McCoy. Cooper and Hall far side, Avon near side. Selleck the tight end. Eagles showing blitz. And here comes Coleman. Screen to McCoy. First and 10.
They don't like me!
Vic audibling at the line of scrimmage. Single back is McCoy, straight drop. Throw out to Clay Harbor. Vic under center, backs are split. Schmidt and McCoy. Casey Matthews yelling out, watch screen, watch screen. We'll see what the Eagles have planned here. Vic straight drop, looking for Avant. Oh, what a great catch! Backs in the eye, Schmidt and McCoy. Vic hands off to McCoy. Left side. Vic in the shotgun now. Hall near side, Higgins and Jones to the left side of the formation. McCoy back. Straight pressure there, and they tried to set up the screen. Here we go. Higgins on the left side of the formation. Harper and Hall near side. Single back is McCoy. Shotgun Vic looks right. Throws for Harper. Broken up there by Curtis Marsh. Third round draft pick, Utah State, getting better and better and better and better. Once again, Vic in the shotgun with McCoy single back, straight drop, drop pressure, and Vic running. Don't touch him, guys. Noonan the pressure there. Move the ball, drill first and goal for the Eagles offense. Play action. Vic rolls left. Teo Nessheim, though. Teo Nessheim has really played well off the right end position. And on that play, he beat Austin Howard and registers the sack. Eagles in the goal line situation. Backs in the eye. Hand off to McCoy, who gets in the end zone. And that's your Move the Ball drill from this morning's practice. Eagles coming out at 2 o'clock today for their afternoon walkthrough. Dave Spadaro with you here, training camp live. Again, reminder, Thursday night, Eagles against the Ravens. Lincoln Financial Field, 7:30 is the kickoff. Make sure you tune in. 6 ABC locally. We'll have coordinates for you here shortly with the national audience, international audience that we have here. It will be available across the country. And we will be live all day on PhiladelphiaEagles.com with everything you could possibly want. And then the Rico postgame show. 610-758-1921, the telephone number. Let's go to South Florida. Talk to Rico.
Rico.
Yo. Hey, what's up, Dave, man?
What's up, man?
How you doing, buddy?
Great.
Oh, this is my favorite day of the week, man. I finally got on the show. I've been trying to get on for years.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
I feel so special.
I love the show, man, and I'm all pumped up after that Jason Avant catch, man.
Wasn't that great?
I'm going crazy. Did you see him lay out like a champ?
I did. It's quite a catch.
I cannot wait for the season, man.
The season
is
here.
It's going to be awesome. We're going to pwn every NFL team in the league.
Hey,
they're not going to score a touchdown on us.
Hey, Rico, when the Eagles go to Miami, will you be there?
I will be there. I already bought my tickets yesterday.
Nice.
$72 a piece, man. Well, I just spent $800 for 8 of us to go.
Oh, good man. Wow.
That's right.
A little win there. I think
I'm a big-time fan. I don't miss the games. We went to Jacksonville last year. I'm waiting for them to come back to Tampa again. I'm ready. I wanted to go to the Atlanta game, but I got to work that weekend.
Hey, Rico, the Eagles against the Dolphins back in, was that 2003 when Carell Buckhalter had the diving touchdown and there were like 35,000 fans in Miami?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I would imagine that number is going to be right around there this time as well. It's going to be more Eagles fans than Dolphins fans.
You'll probably see me up in the stands going crazy, man. I know you like to walk around with the spud cam all game.
Yes, we'll be looking
Maybe
for you, my friend.
Maybe you can find me. I'll be in section 410.
410.
Row 8.
410, row 8. Okay. All right, I'm writing it down. Here's what I'm writing. Avoid section 410, row 8.
That's funny, man. That's funny.
All right. Hey, Rico, what do you want to see on Thursday night? What's important for you to see?
I want to see what all our starters are going to do, man. I want to see how they play together, give them maybe a quarter or two, and I want to see who's going to look good in the backups.
Yeah. I wonder how many of these players will play. We'll see what Andy Reid does. He might want to give them a series or two, Vic in the starters. He might want to keep them out. I'm certain DeSean Jackson, you know, who is expected reportedly to report tomorrow, he won't play. I'm sure that Jeremy Maclin, who has not practiced yet, he won't play. So we'll find out the first preseason game. I don't know if it's a time for the young players to really show what they can do, even though they've only been practicing for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's time for them to step up and show what they can do so we can get our season underway with our great team.
You got it, Rico.
I'm ready.
Hey, thanks, man.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Rico's fired up. 610-758-1921. We take a look at the Varsity House, and the players will be coming out of there very shortly. And again, for those who are here, and there's a good crowd here already, an emerging crowd, I would say. The afternoon practice is a walkthrough, and that's what it is. But the one benefit you get to see the players without their helmets, and a lot of them come over and sign autographs. But it is a walkthrough, and you kind of get a sense of the mental part of the game as they teach you where you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to do. It's a halfway between a walkthrough and a stand around, as we've shown every afternoon here on Training Camp Live. Jamal in New Jersey calls us. Hey, Jamal.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful, man. I'm so excited to see that the season is going on. I'm feeling a real good buzz.
I am with you, my man. I am with you. There we go. Take some fans here. What's on your mind today, Jamal?
Oh, man. How do you feel about DeSean Jackson holding out? And do you think it's going to affect his play anywhere?
Yeah, no, you know, Jamal, I really don't think about it too much. I know it's happening all around the league. And I think, I know DeSean is in shape. I know he's working hard. And if he comes in tomorrow and starts to get back into the swing of things here, you know, he's still got a good month to go before he's got to play in a game. I spoke to Mike Quick yesterday, former Eagles wide receiver. He made 5 consecutive Pro Bowls during his career. And we talked about DeSean. And Mike's position is very, very clear. He doesn't think DeSean Jackson needs training camp.
Wow.
Mike never thought that he needed training camp, that there was enough time in those couple of weeks between training camp and the start of the regular season to get everybody's timing down. He never felt the need for training camp. Now, the coaches would disagree with you there, but I just think that Michael Vick and DeSean Jackson know each other so well, and DeSean will come in great shape.
And he may not play much in the preseason, but I'm not sure that he really needs to.
Wow, I guess that explains the new rules of the CBA. I guess why the players feel they don't have to have those double sessions with contact.
Yeah, let's just watch this play again, Sam. I could watch this play over and over and over again for the rest of my life. Well, you know, a lot of players are walking out. Cortland Finnegan walks out of the Tennessee Titans camp. I mean, it's been nuts. Matt Forte saying he doesn't want to play this year, or at least in the preseason, unless he gets a new deal. Players have to realize it's not all going to happen at once. Get in, be part of the team, and the team will take care of you. That's what I believe will happen with DeSean Jackson.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been a pleasure having you, and you're one of my favorite people.
Well, thank you, Jamal. You're one of mine. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Thanks, man. All right, we've talked about some – let's talk about some of the new guys here, and we touched on it a little bit. I don't know if you get jazzed up about the center position. There is nothing less glamorous than playing center. Well, the Eagles are turning this into a little bit of a battle, something that I did not expect. I figured Jamal Jackson would walk in, be the starter, maybe fend off a challenge from Mike McGlynn, perhaps A.Q. Shipley. Instead, it's been rookie Jason Kelsey, who is right there with Jackson. They are battling, taking reps. And we talked to Jason Kelsey, the rookie, about, where he thinks he fits in. So far, so good in the Eagles' offensive line.
What did you come out of in college? Is this very different?
I was a little bit more spread out in college. I was a little bit more shotgun in college. Still heavy pass tendency like it is in Philly, or it was last year. I don't know what we're going to do this year. But I'm sure Mike will like to sit. Probably likes to throw it a little bit. Pretty similar, a little bit different blocking schemes, but similar.
You guys going to be – you can play it Thursday. It seems like you just got here.
No kidding. You going to be ready? Oh, yeah, we'll be ready. I think we'll be ready as much as we can be. Preseason game, the coaches haven't held anything back. You know, we've done install the way I guess they do install every year here. So I think we know as much now as we would have even if we had not been in the lockout. Maybe a little chemistry with the receivers and quarterbacks might not be there like it was. I don't know about that, though. I think the line's going to be ready, though.
But you're pretty much like everybody else, and you just want to start hitting some other people other than
yeah.
guys.
I think everybody here is tired of hitting each other.
Have you gotten an idea of whether you might get some snaps for ones in the game on Thursday?
Dave Spadaro with you here. It's Training Camp Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We are going to show you some action here. Running backs and linebackers. Shady McCoy against Casey Matthews there. Now, this is a drill where, you know, you basically ask your linebackers to get into space and cover running backs in the passing game. Pegues up, and he's going in. Tough move there. Against Martell Webb from the University of Michigan. Big guy, 270-pound tight end. Didn't catch a lot of passes in college. Owen Schmidt against Greg Lloyd. Schmidt, the starting fullback, battling with Stanley Havili. Good coverage there from Rashad Genty against Donald Lee. Akeem Jordan re-signed last week. He is in coverage against Havili. Good coverage there from Jordan.
Nice job of board right there. Hey. Good work, good work. Right here. You got to sell it more. So look, when you got here, your shoulders are up. You got to have them down.
And here's Cornelius Ingram running very well in this camp. He's going against Jamar Chaney. Hangs in there, although Ingram open. Got to get float the ball out there.
Running.
Pagisian coverage there against Deion Lewis. Deion Lewis back from that hamstring injury. Fifth round draft pick. Pagis from Hampton University. Brent Celek, Eagles tight end, gets some space against Greg Lloyd. There's Eldra Buckley up against Genty. Buckley in a battle for a roster spot. Clay Harbor against Moses Fokou. Harbor the catch. Craig Cooper, rookie from Miami, creates some separation there against Pegues. Throw is a little wide. Martell Webb up against Akeem Jordan. Good coverage there from Jordan. Fokou, very physical at the line of scrimmage there. And now it's Michael Vick at quarterback running some combinations here. Throw down the field for Donald Lee. Running against Cheney. Cheney now the strong side linebacker, so he's got to cover tight ends. And right there, Lee got a good step on him. And the Eagles go underneath there to Shady McCoy. Celek, Havili, throw for Celek, intercepted by Akeem Jordan. And the throw for Harbor dropped. Martell Webb on the ground. Deion Lewis drops it.
Another good thing about GEICO is they've got, like, real live people working there 24/7. So, like, say you need to report a claim, right? A real person will be there to help you. Then you can use GEICO.com to view photos of the damage, track your claim, print an estimate. You want an English muffin? They literally hand you a toasted muffin with butter and jam. Oh, it's tasty. That's a complete dramatisation, of course, but you get my point.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Using Xfinity Internet, only from Comcast. Stream HD movies and experience your favorite games with blazing fast download speeds. Our fastest yet. Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. It's Internet reinvented. With blazing fast speeds and the top-rated Norton Security Suite, a value of $160. Get this special introductory offer on Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Where do you go to find a super business? You know, the ones who do such a super job, they're backed by the super guarantee. Only Super Pages. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, you'll find the super business you need. So next time, let the good guys save the day. Get the super guarantee. Only at Super Pages. Online, on your phone, or in the book. Look for your Super Pages being delivered now.
She's even more beautiful now. Are you me? Quite a while from now. So, how'd I do? You did great. But don't forget about us. We still need financial advice. We have to protect and grow our money. You never know what's around the corner, Grandpa.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
And we take a look at the Varsity House, where in just a few minutes, some Eagles players will be emerging through the doors as they come out for the afternoon practice, a walkthrough today. And they're starting to file in here at Lehigh for the afternoon workout. Great crowd this morning. More than 11,000 fans recorded for this morning practice. And this afternoon, the stands here already filling up on the one side to my right. We take a look here at cute family. There you go. Wave, guys. Yeah, you're on the air. Yeah, cute little. You're on the air. Go ahead. Yeah, hold up the stuffed animal. Hold up that stuffed animal. A stuffed eagle. Is that a stuffed swoop? That is so funny. She's like, no way, Daddy. Steven, try to do it again. Try to get it from her to hold it up. See what she does. Oh, geez, she's cute. Don't freak her out now, Sam. Steve in Alabama joins us. Hey, Steve.
Hey, I don't think she wants anybody touching that teddy bear.
Hey, would you?
No, not with that face.
Do you remember your first swoop doll, Steve?
Oh, no, man.
Come on.
I did have a little eagle helmet, though.
Did you?
Yeah, so...
Were you from Philadelphia, Steve, and now you're in Alabama? Is that how it worked? You just moved down there?
I'm actually from Washington, D.C. My pops is from Philadelphia.
And he raised you to be an Eagles fan.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful man.
Mom's was a Washington Redskins fan, but I love the Eagles. That's how it is.
I love you for it. Thanks. What's on your mind today, Steve? Let's talk a little bit about this Eagles depth chart. I want to talk Eagles depth chart with somebody.
Yes. That's okay. Let's talk that. I want to know something about what's going on in strong safety.
It's with, good Paige. Question. Yeah. It's Coleman, right? It's Coleman and Jarrett.
Coleman and Jarrett. Yeah, what happened with the guy Paige that we signed?
Jarrod Paige. I don't know if he's a special teams player. You know, I haven't seen enough of him. I like him a lot. He's a nice kid, but
yeah, he's young too. So.
He is. Yeah, he's young and he's experience. I think one of the things about Jarrod Paige is that Marlon Jackson has not been, you know, healthy every day, every play here, every day. So they wanted to bring more experience in at the safety position, and they've done that with Paige. And I think it's a really good group there. They've got some good young players and some good experienced players.
Yeah, I looked him up. He did play for Kansas City and New England. He had a couple big hits. But other than that, I didn't see anything else. But I just want to know where they were at. But my biggest question, Dave, man, is just the linebacker core, man. I believe we're going to have an awesome defensive line with Jenkins, Babin, Trent Cole, and even, you know, when hopefully Patterson gets back and Dixon and all them.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope, you know, we're going to need our linebackers to step up. And I just don't know. I know it's real early on Casey Matthews in the middle, but do you think if they don't have a good showing on Thursday, do you think they'll bring in a veteran presence there?
You know, that's probably a fair expectation. I just don't know who's out there, but I do think that you know, they want to see what Casey can do in a game. And
Rice is coming in, so that's going to be the biggest test.
Well, they just have a really good team, obviously, and yeah. What they don't have is a lot of great receivers. I mean, they lost Derek Mason, and they kind of haven't signed anybody of who's a real down the field threat. But I think the challenge for the Eagles is going to be more against the run and physical. Be physical against the run on Thursday night, and I think that's a great test for Casey Matthews. Great test.
I expect, even though I'm in Alabama, I'll try and pull it up on the internet somewhere, but, you know.
Well, it'll be on NFL Network later. We don't have the time there. We will have a lot of highlights on our RICO post-game show, and we will have satellite coordinates in case you can get to a place that's got, you know, closed circuit.
Yeah. Any update on Brandon Graham? I will tell you this.
I keep my eye. I glance over at the players doing their rehab. Brandon Graham is just looking good. He is looking good, and I don't know what the time frame is for him to get back on the field. But
I expect Brandon Graham to be a beast, man.
Yeah, everybody does.
He was out there, man. I mean, he just hurt himself in Dallas.
Yeah, I mean he once he's healthy, he'll be on the practice field. And we'll see what he does with Jim Washburn. I can tell you that Jim Washburn had him rated as the number one defensive end in last year's draft.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
All right. So, okay. if Jim has that much confidence in a player, that player will generally really, really work out. I mean, look, Javon Kearse, what he was with Jim Washburn was a totally different player than what he was with the Eagles. Now, there was a knee injury, of course, but he was always so much more relentless with Washburn. So I'm not saying Brandon Graham has that kind of talent. He's not the freak, but first-round draft pick, outstanding football player.
Let me ask you, now you're up there, and I'm down here, and I see just a little bit, which I appreciate the little bit I get to see, but do you see our defensive line? Are they getting a lot of pressure on our offensive line, or is our offensive line holding up? What do you see?
I would say I think that
50-50 battle.
No, I think D-line has won the battle convincingly. I really do. Yeah, I really do. I think the D-line is, you know, a couple of times today, for example, Jason Babin jumped early. I don't think the coaches mind that right now because it's all about getting your timing down, and they want him off the ball very, very fast.
Yeah, Mavin, he came alive last year.
Yeah.
Man, I was in Tennessee last year. Too bad we lost.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't get to see Deshaun Jackson or Michael Vick play, but this year I'm going to Atlanta. So hopefully I'll be right down the sideline when you start up that Spud cam again.
Hey, we need all the help we can get over there. Those Falcons fans.
All right, man. Hey,
thanks, Steve. Those Falcons fans think that that the Falcons are going to be the team this year, and who knows? They might be right. But the Eagles have a real tough game week two. Real tough game. It opens against the Rams, and then it goes down to Atlanta against the Falcons. All right. We've talked about linebacker. We've talked quite a bit about linebacker. We haven't really talked to the linebackers a whole lot. And now it is Akeem Jordan's turn. I'm sorry. It is Jamar Chaney's turn to meet the media. We did so with him and give you a perspective of what they think they could do at the linebacker position this year with this new defensive scheme.
Jamar, it seems like that Juan Castillo is really tailoring the scheme, especially in the linebacking core, to your strengths, your ability to fly to the ball, your ability to hit people. Just talk about how much fun you're having in the scheme so far.
Having a lot of fun. I mean, it shows, you know, everything what he likes to have in the linebacker, which is athletic ability. Guys can come down here, take on a block as well, and just overall playmakers. You know, he like to have, he like to say he don't have one or two or three playmakers. He have 11 playmakers on the field at a time. So that's basically what he trying to build here.
Now, what's it like working in the scheme where you're technically on the strong side? They've sort of flipped the responsibilities. Can you sort of explain how that sort of changed the way you view the offenses coming from the strong side this year?
Playing the strong side linebacker, you know, you got to be in the scheme that we play. You know, you got to be able to cover the tight end, you know, man to man. You got to be able to match up with receivers sometime, and the way our front line up most of the time, most of the time you uncover, so you got to be able to come down here and also take on the lineman, the offensive tackle sometime.
It seems like, though, you're going to engage the tight end a lot more. There's going to be a lot more physicality. There's going to be a lot more bump and run and not let them kind of dictate the tempo of the play. How much do you think that's going to help where you guys can actually be aggressive and, you know, kind of send a message to them and tell them, you're not going to get the space for free.
Yeah. That's one thing he's been preaching on, right? As soon as we came in, right before we even put the pads on, was make sure we get our hands on tight ends and receivers within those 5 yards. Make sure we use that to our advantage. You know, sometimes you're going to get them, sometimes you're not. But he wants to, you know, change it up on them. Sometimes you're not going to jam them. Sometimes you are. Just like they try to keep us guessing, we're going to keep them guessing as well.
I was talking to Daryl about this, but it seems like you guys are working a lot on turnovers, stripping the ball, a lot more specific drills than maybe you guys were doing in the past. Can you compare us to your camp last year and talk about how much that's being emphasized and trying to generate those turnovers this year?
Well, that's the main thing. I think, you know, most of the defense that lead the league in turnovers, those be the teams that, you know, make it far into the playoffs, you know. So that's one thing they've been preaching, you know. Even if we don't get the turnover, you know, or interception or a fumble or anything like that in the practice, we still incomplete pass, scooping the ball up and running it back, you know, at least cross the line of scrimmage, just getting used to, you know, that sudden change like that. So not only are we trying to get turnovers, but when we get the ball, try to put the offense in best possibility for they can score or we score as well. So
Jamar, I'm sure you're going to be asked a lot about this, but how's Casey progressing there in the middle at the mic spot?
He's been progressing pretty good. I mean, for a rookie, I mean, he understands what he's doing. And one thing about him, he's very calm, so he's not, you know, out there rushing things and whatnot. He's very calm. You could tell he did the same thing in college. He's pretty much probably was a play caller in college in Oregon. So, I mean, he's coming along pretty good. I think all the rookies are coming along pretty good. Brian Rowe is doing a great job as well.
Are you itching sometimes to call the plays, though, since you had that role at the end of last year? Is there a part of you that, like, yeah, let me direct?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, the outside linebackers be on the outside of her, but sometimes I be catching myself in the front like I did last year, and so now I'm on the outside. But, you know, I try to help him out as much as I can, you know, so I can make it easier, because that helped me out a lot, too. When I went out there last year, I had guys on the outside that they can make the calls and can make the checks if I'm late on them a little bit. So I'm pretty sure that helped him out a lot, too.
What's it like when you look around and you have Nnamdi, DRC, Babin there on the line, Jenkins on the line, all these Pro Bowlers that have come here to Philadelphia? What's it like looking around this defense and seeing all that talent around you?
I mean, it feels good. You know, you watch those guys, you know, Jenkins. I mean, a guy that don't – he won the Super Bowl last year. He started on a Super Bowl winning team and was one of the key parts of the defense. And then have him here, you know, get his pick his brain, like what they did last year, how they – because their defense was, what, like top two in the league last year. So, you know, just having guys like that, Nnamdi, I mean, great competitor. He strived to be the best in the league, and he's been doing that ever since he's been in the league. So, you know, you talk to those guys, I mean, pick their brains and see what I can do, because, you know, I'm still young in my career to get my game on their level.
You're hungry to win yourself, though. Even though it's your second year, you made it known that you want to be part of a winning team here in Philly.
Yeah, that's the main goal. I mean, bottom line, like, we coming to this year, and our goal is to win the Super Bowl. I mean, we're not trying to win the Super Bowl right now, but we're just trying to get better each and every day right now. So when the season comes, you know, we progress, and every weekend when the playoffs come, we hit the playoffs running.
That was Jamar Chaney. We're taking some phone calls here. 610-758-1921. Eagles getting ready for their afternoon practice. Should be any minute now. Let's go to Hawaii and talk to David. Hey, David.
Yeah, Dave. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Awesome, man. Good show. Thanks for
Thank
all
you.
The,
Thanks.
All the insight and everything. Had a question about the kicker.
Okay.
How's the young guy doing?
Well,
I got the leg.
Yeah, today, 6 of 7. I think from his – he missed a 50 – or maybe he missed a 43. It was either 53 or 48-yarder. Hooked it a little bit left. But banged 6 of 7 and with, I mean, plenty of distance to go. Went as deep as 53 yards. And again, when he kicks those 53-yarders, there's a good, you know, 6-7 yards to go. So he's got a big, big leg and he's got to harness it and he's got to be more. And look, if he doesn't miss from 45 and in, it's golden. It's golden.
Exciting. This team is you know, it's exciting. Real amping for them to start knocking some heads.
Yeah, everybody is. And I think some coaches are starting to come out. It's to the point in training camp where honestly I want to see what the depth chart looks like when it's released. I've seen enough of the players to get at least a taste of what they can do. And now I want to see what they can do against a different team, a different tempo, and maybe they're not expecting what the other team's going to do. When you run routes against cornerbacks here, you get an idea after a couple of days what that cornerback can do, and then you attack their weaknesses. And when you're a cornerback and you're working against receivers, they're only running the routes that are in the Eagles playbook. So you memorize the routes and you can anticipate them.
Jump them a little bit or whatnot, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
And how's Owen Schmidt doing? I was pretty bummed about Leonard not passing the physical, but looks like Owen's got, you know, he's got it going on.
I think Owen is a really physical battering ram type of fullback who could get a touch here and there. I think he catches the ball well and he makes plays.
Now with Ronnie coming in too, what are you going to do? You're going to worry about the runs, then you're done in the air. You worry about the air, now we're going to, this is exciting.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see Owen Schmidt with a lot of touches, but...
No, but leveling some fools and you give it to Shady or Ronnie right behind him, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So, hey, David, you know what? It's shaping up in very nicely, especially when you look around the division. You know, the Giants lost their cornerback, Prince... Akamura, whatever his name is, he broke his foot. He's got to have surgery. The Cowboys lost Terrence Newman for a few weeks.
The Cowgirls, you mean?
Yes. That's exactly what I mean. The Redskins, you know, they don't really have a quarterback necessarily.
I thought they moved to the CFL already. My bad.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for that. I like it. Yeah, and so, hey, David, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. The Eagles. You know, knock on wood here, things have gone pretty smoothly thus far. All right, let's get you back to the practice field from this morning. There's Danny Watkins, first player out here. I believe so. So let's go to the practice field from today, from this morning. And the drill is a 9-on-7 inside run drill. All righty. Michael Vick at quarterback. Hand off to McCoy. Breaks the tackle of Cullen Jenkins. This is a run drill here.
Hey, today, let's go.
Here we go, Cullen.
Knock him back.
Once again, McCoy dances his way 4 yards or so. McCoy again, this time outside, right side. Ooh, jumping early. Eagles want to get off the ball quickly. Not that quickly. It's Vic, hands off to McCoy, left side. Vic hands off to McCoy. Eagles open up a nice hole for him. This is a run drill, 9-on-7. Vince Young at quarterback, Ronnie Brown. Stop behind the line of scrimmage there. Jordan Dixon. Teo Nesheim all in. Receiver, Hands off to Brown, tries the left side, and lots of room to run for Ronnie Brown. And here we go, big play inside, Jason Babin. Run drill, 9-on-7. Martell Webb, tight end. He goes in motion. Hand off to Ronnie Brown, spinning through the hole. Brian Roll with the play. Hand off to Brown, who is met straight up. That's Greg Lloyd from Connecticut. Lots of bodies there. Mike Kafka in, gives off to Deion Lewis, finds that there is just nowhere to go. And Lewis, the left side, good block there from Havili. Locks up the linebacker and gives Lewis some room to run. Kafka to Eldra Buckley, right side. Buckley inside.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why? Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line. Where are you going?
Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
It's beautiful. It's intelligent. Even genius. But does your network work?
Yes, I can hear you now.
This is America's largest and most reliable network. Verizon, built so you can rule the air.
Football's back. 40 years. 14,610 days. 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution. All for the 1 second you need it. The G-Series. Prime. Perform. Recover.
When times are tough, it can be hard to find that little extra bit of money. That's why you should get the Inquirer. It comes with so many coupons and money-saving deals, savings almost fly out of its pages. Use the Inquirer every day, and those savings really, well, pile up. In fact, last year, the Inquirer carried over $129,000 worth of coupons and special ad offers. That's a heap of money. So get the Inquirer. It could be the difference between getting by and getting going.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it.
Well, this is your afternoon practice, everybody. Training camp live. Live from the Goodman campus of Lehigh University as we take a look at the practice field. Live and in person, we're going to keep the camera right there and find out who's walking out to practice today. As they are literally strolling out to the practice field. 610-758-1921 is the telephone number today. A good day for the Philadelphia Eagles. A huge crowd this morning. In excess of 11,000, I would say. The official count, I believe, right at 11,000. Actually, over 11,000. Probably close. And it's really a hand counter, so they miss a lot, right? Could have been 13,000. Who knows? And a good crowd today as well as the Eagles come out for their afternoon workout. Let's go to Virginia Beach and talk to Toby. Hey, Toby.
Hey, what's going on, Dave? How you doing?
Good.
Hey, a couple of guys we ain't talked about on the depth chart yet, and I know one of them's injured right now with a groin. Is Trevor Laws and Riley Cooper. I watched Trevor Laws last year, and he was just a monster, even in the regular season. Every time he was in the game, he was a disruptive force at defensive tackle. So, you know, what's the plans for him, and how's Riley Cooper coming along?
Yeah, Cooper's fine. He's on the field. He's. I think Cooper's having a very nice camp. You know, Trevor Laws is in an interesting position. And when you talk defensive tackle, are we talking, Toby, with the idea that Mike Patterson will play this year? Do you believe he will play? I don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah, I'm a little bit off on that, too, with maybe him needing some surgery on his head.
You know? Yeah, it doesn't. I don't know that. And, you know, the reports obviously late last week were that he was going to come back and that he would be back soon. Now, he has not come back to practice, so he's taking the weekend away.
Right, and as far as I know, Reed was like, you know, we're going to take some time on this. We're going to make sure we're going to get some extra looks at it and make sure that he's going to be okay.
Well, so in the meantime, and Trevor Laws has been off the field with an injury, and in the meantime, the Eagles have gone out and signed Anthony Hargrove and Derek Landry, both of whom have starting experience in this league. So the little bit that I've seen of both of them, they've made plays, they've been quick off the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And if you keep five tackles, let's say,
yeah,
then it could be very tough for Trevor to make this team.
Well, you know, I just hope, you know, with that groin injury that he could get back on, because really he was one of the bright spots on the defensive line late last year when he got put in a nickel and dime defenses and goal line defenses. He was getting penetration almost every time he was in there. You know, and that was one of the things that I really liked. He may have been short, you know, but he definitely had quickness off the ball.
Yeah, and Toby, the truth is that he needs to be in the backfield. He must. That is his role. So you're right. If he's on the field and he's getting into the backfield, then he's doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, but I think there's some numbers there, and I think there's some depth there that wasn't really there a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, definitely. As far as Cooper goes, now, you know, last play of the game, you know, playoff game, Vic's throwing for Cooper, you know, because he's tall, he's 6'4", you know, an inch and a half when we won that game, you know, bygones be bygones, but, you know, is he going to be, you know, the number five or the number four? Is he looking at, you know, maybe even rolling into alternating starting positions?
Riley?
Yeah.
I think Riley is, when you get DeSean Jackson here, when you get Jeremy Maclin here, when you get Jason Avant, I think Cooper's, at this point, Cooper's your fourth wide receiver. And that's fine. That's a good role for him. And he's a good football player. Really, I think he's a lot better this year than he was last year. Seems a little bit faster. He's playing. He knows the where he's supposed to be. He knows how to get there. I mean, I'm a big Riley Cooper fan. I think he's going to be a really nice receiver here.
Yeah, I was really impressed with him in a couple of games last year. He's definitely one of those possession-type receivers that we kind of need. You know, we got the speed on the outside, but we definitely need some possession out there, especially for the red zone, you know. So I'm really excited for this year, and I'm definitely ready for the, those cornerbacks to show me what they can do on a, you know, nickel-dime defense. So,
yeah, you know, I'm with you. We won't see it in the preseason, I'm sure.
A little excited for Colin Jenkins and Jason Babin, too, working with Trent Cole.
Oh, my goodness.
Our line should be a beast.
Yes,
be monsters.
Yes. And if the and thanks for the call, Toby. If the defensive line is great, the rest of the defense will be great. And look, we know that they can cover. We know that they have speed in the secondary. If they put pressure on the quarterback, if they shut down the run game, that's why I think Thursday night's such a big one. How do they do in their first experience against a power running game? I can't imagine that these first couple of preseason games are going to be extraordinarily effectively, you know, complex. I think there's going to be a lot of sloppy football. I really do. So, 610-758-1921. Let's go to Maryland. Talk to DiCarlo. Hey, DiCarlo.
Hey, what's going on, Dave?
Everything's good, my friend. How are you?
I'm pretty good, pretty good.
Good.
Couple things. Jason Avant, all right, with Jeremy Maclin gone, and DeSean, you know, holding up. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow, like you're saying. But how's he looking as far as I already know that, you know what I'm saying, he can make the acrobatic catches and things like that. But as far as the little things, the details, have you seen any production from him? Like, has he gotten any better from the little things?
From Jason?
Yeah, Jason, yeah.
Well, did you see the catch earlier today?
Did not.
Can you fire that catch up? This is not a little thing. This is our catch at the training camp here. I think Jason Avant is fundamentally sound. Look at this play. Vic drops back, throws it. Look at this. Woof! That's nice, huh? I mean, Jason's just a really tough, hard-nosed, committed football player who blocks really well and who who does everything well. The only reason Jason Avant is not a top-rate receiver starter, you know, star is that he's not quite as fast as the DeSean Jacksons and the Jeremy Maclins of the world.
Right. Because, yeah, he's shown, would you give him top five, top ten slot receivers?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Terrific.
And then the other question I had was, you know, we got the big acquisitions of, you know, Nandi and DRC, Shante out there. But how's Joselio looking?
I'm sorry, how does who look?
Joselio.
I think Joselio has looked really good. I think Curtis Marsh has looked really good. I think Brandon Hughes has looked really good. Trevard Lindley has been up and down. That's kind of my surprise here. He's been up and down. I thought Trevard was ready to take that next step, big-time step. And maybe he is. I just haven't seen it. But, yeah, that's. I think it's a good group there, and I think Joselio has been tremendous, tremendous.
Good. Okay. And hopefully, you know, like you said, Sean will be back and be ready to work and everything. Give me a dark horse on the offense and one on the defense.
All right, well, my offensive dark horse, I guess calling a draft pick, Jason Kelce, would he be a dark horse? I'll give you this. He's a dark horse to start at the center position. He's taking a lot of reps there. And on defense, a couple. You know, Phillip Hunt, the defensive end from the Canadian Football League, having a really good camp. Really, 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 really good camp. I think Cedric Thornton, defensive tackle, having a very nice camp. And, you know, for the most part, the rest of the way, it's you kind of know what you got there. But so far, those are my guys. And then that will all change, DiCarlo. As you know, when the game begins on Sunday, on Thursday, and we see the Eagles against the Ravens, it will all change.
Well, hopefully I can, you know, see. Hopefully Juan gets that defense right. And I mean, I know they're not going to be out there too long, but you know,
right. And they won't. They won't have the scheme that they would like to employ during the season.
All right. Well, thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
You got it, DiCarlo. Thank you. In a moment, as we're watching the afternoon walkthrough, and there's Namdi in the middle there, reaching for his orange top, his orange hoodie hat. He and Trent Cole there. Bobby April III holding up the scheme here. This is a scout team deal. There's a really good crowd here. Really good crowd. Asante Samuel playing to the audience, to the fans, who get a chance to see the Eagles without their helmets on. I think that's really kind of cool. Logan in New York. Hey, Logan.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I was just wondering. I was here on Wednesday, actually, for the quarterback defensive backs signature 10 and everything. But I was wondering, how's Darrell Tapp looking? Because you guys seem to have a lot of good defensive end depth, but you know, I haven't really seen or heard anything from him.
Yeah, I think Darrell is going to play very well in this scheme, going to be a nice depth defensive end. And when I've watched him on one-on-ones, which we have to get to today, by the way, I think he's done pretty well. But not, you know, he hasn't. I think Darrell's just a really good, solid defensive end who's going to be part of this rotation.
Yeah, because last year he had a few sacks, but you know, I just thought I'd like to see some more from him, and I also thought that Tio seemed to be getting off the ball faster, and the coaches seem to have taken a liking to him.
Yeah, I think Tio on the right side of the defensive line has been much improved, coming off the ball very, very quickly.
Yeah. That's all I really had to
ask. Okay. Hey, Logan, thanks.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, let's go to the practice field from this morning, the action a little bit more hot and heavy. We go to our special category, the Eagles working today, and I'm not quite sure of what it was. Let's take a look. We are in special cat now, 3rd and 7 from the 50-yard line for the Eagles. Vic in the shotgun, McCoy the single back. Hall and Cooper split to the right side. Vic rolls left, rolling, running. Good job by the defense and coverage. Vic again in the shotgun. 3rd and 7, he drops straight back. Looks to the left side, thrown, intercepted. Hoselio Hansen. McCoy the single back, Vic in the shotgun. Eagles showing blitz. Good protection. Vic has plenty of time to throw the football. Throws to the left side for Riley Cooper against Rogers Cromarty. Vic under center. Cooper Hall to the near side. Looking for Cooper. Overthrows him on the slant. Vic takes a snap.
You're out here. Still playing. You're out here. Here we go, 2-1. Flat side, we're here.
Vic, plenty of time to throw. Throws for Cooper. Excellent throw, catch. Good coverage there from Rogers Cromarty, but the ball put on the money for the big completion to Riley Cooper. Vince Young at quarterback in the shotgun. Havili and Brown the backs. Good pickup there from Ryan. Nope, actually not a good pickup from Ronnie Brown. Jaquay Parker threw him aside to get to Young.
It's one of the specialties of Ronnie Brown is to pass protect, and on that play, he did not do a good job against Shaquay Parker. Young in the shotgun, Brown the single back. Young looking, holding on to the football. That's Andy Reid saying that's two sacks, and that is Shaquay Parker once again working against King Dunlap. Mike McLean taking second team reps here at the center position. Jamal Jackson still on the sidelines. In the shotgun, Young drops, looks deep, throws for Harper against Trufant, and that pass is completed. Another sack called by Andy Reid. Mike Kafka here with the threes. Fanuki Tupou at right tackle. Revolving door there. He was a starter just a couple of days ago. Kafka back, and there's a sack inside. Eagles defensive line getting after it. That's Derek Landry. Kafka in the shotgun. Single back is Deion Lewis running with the threes. Recover from that hamstring injury. Kafka looking, throwing for Jones. Pass on the money. Jones can't hang on. Third and 11. The situation is the ones back on the field. Samuel Rogers, Cromartie at the cornerback positions. Allen and Coleman at safety. Vic back throws underneath for McCoy. In this period, Jackson back at center. They've got Harris, Watkins, Jackson, Harrimans, Peters up front, Cooper near side, Avant in the slot far side, Chad Hall, as they have trips left, actually. Vic rolls left and runs on this third and 11 play. Vic in the shotgun once again, Avant near side. McCoy the single back. Eagles have three cornerbacks on the field. Throw Matthews in good coverage there. Pass intended for Clay Harbor. Good drop there from Casey Matthews. All right, Eagles in the nickel here. Jose Leo Hansen on the field with Cromartie, with Rogers, Cromartie, and Samuel. Coleman Allen at the safety spots. Vic in the shotgun. Chad Hall in motion. Good pickup there from LaShawn McCoy against Jason Babin. As Vic rolls left and throws for Avant, but Rogers Cromartie there.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Hey, you got 30-15 now.
Vic drops screen, deflected by Babin, though. Two's up, Vince Young in the shotgun. Good pressure there from Shaquay Parker.
We got special.
Young in the shotgun. Straight drop. Looking, good protection. Breaks the pocket, rolls left, throws too high. For Cornelius Ingram. Third and 13, the situation, Young looking right side, and the pass broken up. Curtis Marsh intended for Johnny Lee Higgins. Third and long again, Young in the shotgun, takes the snap. Straight drop, looking over the middle, an intercept. Jaquay Jarrett. Jaquan Jarrett drives on the ball, does his push-up, says, I needed to make that interception.
For years, one rivalry has divided a continent. In this showdown, players become legends, and goals are remembered forever. USA, Mexico. Age-old rivalry. brand new chapter. Cheer on your national team when the USA faces Mexico, Wednesday, August 10th at Lincoln Financial Field. For tickets, call Ticketmaster or visit ussoccer.com.
Using Xfinity Internet, only from Comcast. Stream HD movies and experience your favorite games with blazing fast download speeds. Our fastest yet. Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. It's Internet reinvented. With blazing fast speeds and the top-rated Norton Security Suite, a value of $160. Get this special introductory offer on Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Another good thing about GEICO is they've got, like, real live people working there 24/7. So, like, say you need to report a claim, right? A real person will be there to help you. Then you can use GEICO.com to view photos of the damage, track your claim, print an estimate. You want an English muffin? They literally hand you a toasted muffin with butter and jam. Oh, tasty. That's a complete dramatisation, of course, but you get my point.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar. That's what makes Snapple extraordinary. Not this.
Healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar.
What'd he say?
No idea.
Snapple. Made from the best stuff on earth.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Beaky, I've been wondering.
Yes, sweet?
How can you eat ice cream every day and still fly?
Simple, it's not ice cream.
Sweet, sweet, what?
It's frozen yogurt from Turkey Hill Dairy. It's enriched with calcium and vitamin D for stronger wings. Try some.
Mmm, it's delicious. I'm going to get some for myself. Godfly.
Turkey Hill Dairy's frozen yogurt and light recipe ice cream. Enriched, timeless goodness imported from Lancaster County.
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
And we take a look at the afternoon walkthrough here. The Eagles working on probably special teams, I'm guessing. I do not know the answer to that. Dave Spadaro with you, Training Camp Live. Here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, we're live after every morning practice. We don't have very many of them left. We have a show tomorrow at noon. Day off for the players on Tuesday, so there's no show. Wednesday, there's just a walkthrough, so there's no show. Thursday, we've got the RICO postgame show, of course, Eagles-Ravens. Friday, nothing. Players' day off. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday, yes. And I think Tuesday, right? And then that's it, baby. Wednesday walkthrough, camp breaks, Eagles at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Do we have a call-up? Do you have one ready? Can you call one? Yeah, let's try to take a phone call. 610-758-1921 is your telephone number here. PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We are rocking and we are rolling. Let's go down to Florida and talk to Scott. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
Great. How are you?
Good. Hey, I've been, you know, monitoring the website, and it's looking great as usual.
Thank
and
you.
Getting the daily feeds. Here's my question.
Yeah.
More of a schematic thing. I'm not so much worried about the offense. I think the offense is going to, you know, continue on its greatness once we get our receivers in here. The defense, though, you know, with the wide nine technique and, you know, with what looks like to me, only from the website, I'm not there, it looks like our defensive tackles have slimmed down a little bit, other than maybe Cullen Jenkins, you know, being a big guy. How do you see us stacking up? Because I'm not worried about coverage. We've got three great cornerbacks. How do you see us stacking up against, like, a power running game or an inside running game?
Yeah, I think, you know, size-wise, the Eagles are not going to be overwhelming, but it's going to come down to technique. It's going to come down to desire. It's going to come down to the scheme that the coaches put together. But I want to. That's one of the things I want to see against the Ravens. I want to see how the Eagles do with their first bout, and it won't be scheme intensive, but their first bout against a really good power running game. I agree. I will tell you this. I'll go back to the day. Ray Rhodes always used to say, you can always scheme to stop the run. And when you have three cornerbacks of the pedigree of these guys, then you can do things on the back end to help your front end. And you can load more people in the box. You can run some games up front. You can change your personnel. But I do want to see them on Thursday night against the run. And I think when we refer to, it's really the two tackles and the middle linebackers what I want to see, that triangle.
Right. Now, you have been mentioning, you know, of course, Casey Matthews has been, people have been talking and you know, about his size and everything, and you've been mentioning Chaney quite a bit. But other than that, I really on the website haven't heard too much about any other linebacker other than those two.
Yeah.
Is that because we're playing a lot of two linebacker, you know, a lot of nickel set, or?
Yeah, they've been doing that, but it's also hard at this point. I've seen what I've seen from folk who I like. Why are Giants fans here? I've seen Chaney play really well, but I kind of have an idea of what they are. I don't know what Casey Matthews is yet, so the focus has been so much at this training camp on what's new, because there's so much new that we're just now getting back into, hey, let's evaluate this position as a whole. So you'll see it in the next few days. We'll talk about that.
All right, great. Thanks okay. a lot, Dave. Keep up the good work.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you. 610-758-1921, the telephone number. It's Training Camp Live here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We've got a great crowd on hand for the afternoon walkthrough. I mean, this is how great you guys are. You pack the stands for a walk on a high. I'm telling you, it is hot and soupy today. And the stands here are packed for this walkthrough today. It's just so great. So great to be here. That, you know, we can't thank you enough. 610-758-1921, the telephone number. Take another call or so. And then we're going to wrap it up, I think, for the day. No, we have to do the offensive line, defensive line. Oh, right. Justin in Tennessee, our final caller of the day. Justin, how are you?
How you doing, Dave?
Great,
it's
great.
Actually, Joseph, but that's...
Justice,
my bad.
No problem. Hey, Justice.
I've talked to you in the past quite a few times.
Yeah.
Been checking out the website, and of course, like any real football fan, really, really fired up about the Eagles.
Yeah, I think everybody is, Justice, and I think everybody now wants to see how this team comes together, how quickly it comes together.
Yep. Just cut with anyone to put on and see what you think about it. I think we made out really well with trading Cobb as far as, you know, getting that second-round pick and Camardi. But, you know, if they eventually possibly let Asante go, you know, the whole thing was getting an Asama. I don't really know if I'm exactly pronouncing his name right or not, but it don't really make the whole trade of getting him don't really make sense if we let Asante go. What do you think?
Well, today's an example. We take over there Brandon Graham and Winston Justice working with the athletic training department here, so they're getting closer. You know, today's an example when Nnamdi doesn't practice in the morning and you see Samuel at left cornerback and Rogers Cromartie at right cornerback, two very good cornerbacks, and Hanson is on the field. Now, I like Joselio Hanson. I think he's a good player. But there is a significant drop-off from when you have Rogers Cromartie, for example, as your nickelback to Joselio Hanson. So today was an example to me like, hey, you know, guys are going to get hurt. And I'd love to keep as much talent as I possibly can. There are teams around the NFL just dying for cornerbacks. I mean, the New York Giants. They lost one to a ruptured Achilles tendon earlier this week. They lost their first-round draft pick to a broken foot yesterday. He's going to have surgery and have a screw.
Yeah, I've seen that guy from Nebraska, yeah.
Now, I mean, is Prince Akamura now done for the season? or for the better part of the season.
Right.
You know, that's a huge loss.
Yeah, I mean, the last thing, and I'm just being optimistic here, you know, I mean, we've not all this bump yet, you know. And I just would hate, not saying it's going to happen, but I know they can free up probably about, what, $10 million if they let Asante go?
I don't even know what the exact number would be for this year. I don't know what the number, that was a close call, wasn't it?
But, anyhow, you know, I hate to see them, you know, trade him out into the division, which I think they probably would if they got the, you know, what they want for him. But I was just comparing numbers, you know, and stats are not everything, but I was looking at all the numbers between Asante ever since, it was, I guess, 03,
yeah,
come in the league with New England, and looking at Rogers, Cromartie, and Asamoah, and I'm telling you, Asante is so, it's no lie, but if you look over his stats, I mean, it's just, he's so consistent. I know he's been banged up a little bit last year, but as far as, you know, interceptions.
Well, it's tough to say because the Eagles, listen, the level of success that the Eagles have had, the style of defense, etc., it's hard to compare what he's done with what, I'm not going to compare numbers, Cardinals, Raiders, Eagles. I'm just looking at the players, and I think the Eagles have three really gifted players. Really, really gifted.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I definitely agree. And, you know, he might, I mean, he was with Oakland, I think, his whole career, so he might really blossom and be even better here
And I think Nnamdi will play all over the formation. I think he'll play some safety, cover tight ends. He'll maybe be a blitzer. Maybe play in the slot. I mean, there's a lot of things that he can do to help this defense, Justice. So
real quick.
Yeah.
You know, David Akers, I don't know how much time he got here, but I mean, I could talk forever. But, you know, David Akers going, I know he really let us down some big kicks last year. But what do you think about, and leaving Rock, what do you think about our kicker-punter situation here? I mean, two rookies. What do you think about that?
Hey, Justice, thanks for the call. I have said this, that they're both big legs. They've got great futures, and their deal, they've got to become consistent, and that's the big challenge. But there's no doubt. Listen, today, Alex Henry made six, I believe it was six of seven from deep, you know, 48 to 53 yards. That's wonderful. He has to be perfect from, we'll take one more caller. He's got to be perfect. To me, you know, the great ones are really, really great from 45 and in. Otherwise, it's tough. You know, if you make making 55-yard field goals is a bonus, but you've got to make those 45 and in. And Chaz Henry, big leg, more consistency needed. But right now, I'm telling you, those are your guys. Two rookies. How do I feel about it? I feel a little bit nervous about it, to be honest with you. Excited, but nervous. And I trust the coaching of Bobby April to bring these guys around quickly. Lots of talent there. Final call of the day, Dame in Philadelphia. Hey, Dame.
Hi. How you doing, Big Dave?
Good.
Listen, I'm calling because I may sound like not a good football, I mean, brain. But my thing is, DeSean Jackson, I believe, like, if he don't want to play, he want to ask for this money, you should just get rid of him.
No,
because we need people that want to play.
Well, he obviously...
Money shouldn't be the answer, right?
Well, I think I disagree. It shouldn't be the answer, but this is a business, and players express themselves as they see fit. I don't agree with holdouts. The report, again, is that DeSean will be back here on Monday. So we'll see if that happens, and then we'll move forward. And let's see if the Eagles make a deal with him. Let's see what they do.
I believe, our first priority is to sign Michael Vick. And if he can't sit back and just understand that this is a team atmosphere, this is not a one-player atmosphere,
right,
and get what you earn, and then, you know, I believe that we can do good without him. That's just my honest opinion. That's just me. I feel.
Well, and And again, I think Deshaun loves football. He loves the Eagles. The Eagles love him. I don't worry about this relationship. I think it's part of the – it's been dealing with it for many, many years, Dame, and I think the Eagles have a smart way of doing it, and I think that they will – they'll talk to Deshaun when he comes in. And as Jeffrey Lurie indicated, I think there'll be a very long relationship, Eagles and Deshaun Jackson.
Okay, I understand, but you know, I just believe like you know, whatever your performance was the last couple of years, it was good, but we didn't reach the ultimate goal.
Right.
I mean, for him to hold out when we in the middle of really trying to win something, we got the chance to win something or be something real great, and for him to throw that mix out there to make the fans think that he's not, he don't appreciate what we trying to build, then I just believe like. You know, there's other people out there that probably could do a good job or a better job. I still believe our offense is still sitting around our offensive line and Michael Vick. I just think Deshaun just need to, you know, just wise up and come practice with his players. It was a holdout year. It was a lockout year. You know what I mean? If anybody should be ready to rush it and get it in and get the season started and worry about the money situation later on. That's just my personal opinion.
Okay.
But I still love the Eagles.
All right. Well, hey, Dame, thanks for the call. We appreciate your opinion. And we'll see tomorrow if Deshaun Jackson, as reported, see if he gets to camp. All right. We are going to wrap it up here on Training Camp Live. We'll be back tomorrow at noon. Dave Spadaro with you. We thank you so much for joining us. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day. We're going to wrap it up here. The crowd chilling out from Lehigh University.
Slow starter.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
We gonna get in shape here.
Blue head jet. Boom.
There you go.
Cadillac. Halfback check.
Eagle. You gotta run through that one. Gotta have that one right now.
Come on, Stavon, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
There you go.
Make a play. Make a play.
Nice job, baby.
Blue 58.
Good feel. Oh, no. That's why I put him up there.
Yeah.